Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Toka Podcast, the best show about tokusatsu you probably never heard of. As always, I am your host, AJ. That's Phil.
Hello.
That's Jay.
I walk the path of heaven.
Oh, we fucked up that, but okay. So, and today we have a special topic for you today, just like every other topic that's supposedly special. If you haven't read the title, or maybe you're blind and somehow you were able to get onto this video, we're going to do a full review, good, bad, and really shitty, about Kamen Rider Kabuto.
Yeah.
This is the one that I've really wanted to do for a long ass time, mainly because Kabuto is just a fun show.
Yeah,
when you get past all the bullshit.
Yeah.
I admit you haven't finished it yet, but I know enough about it where I can carry myself through this, and yeah, it's pretty fun once you get through a lot of the dumb bullshit.
Yeah,
so we're gonna have a very interesting dynamic then, because I finished it long ago, Jay still hasn't, and Phil is fresh off, not even a few hours ago?
No, like about a half hour ago.
As of
yeah, Phil is like fresh in. So, excuse me, my allergies are acting up. But, alright. So where do we start? Do you want to start from the bad? Do you want to start from the good? Which do you feel we're going to be able to wait on first?
Well, how about, Phil, you pick whatever the hell you want to do, because I'm limited on what I can say.
We could cover the bad first, because there's a little bit more good than there is bad.
Oh, that's interesting coming from you when you first started the series. So let's get right into that. So... Phil, what are some bads that you've got to throw at us? Just a few.
If I'm gonna be honest,
doesn't like Tendo.
Okay, not Tendo. Tendo. Okay, at first you're gonna hate Tendo. If you first watch series, you're gonna hate him. You are going to hate his guts, but then you start to get used to him and. He gets charming, and it works, and also
the guy has charisma.
He does, and yeah, you're and go
it's
on.
The
Jay,
one
sorry.
Thing that gives him points because Tendo is how do I describe him really quickly?
He's narcissistic.
He's a narcissistic dickhead who thinks he's better than everybody because he mostly is, and takes every single opportunity to flaunt it. He's got everything going for him. He's literally chosen by God, by which I mean himself, to be the one to save the universe. That's not a joke, Phil. That's a
no. I know
it's a retcon from the movie, but yes, that's true. Basically, he is everybody's stereotypical edgelord character. I wouldn't call him.
He's basically like the Gary Stu, but they can back it up completely.
See, I wouldn't exactly say he's a Gary Stu because if he
does
were,
get his ass handed to him.
Well, besides that, basically, aside from like one or two characters, everybody in the show fucking hates his guts. So if he was a Gary Stu, everybody would love him. But they all fucking
you got me
hate
that
him.
One.
But you
that's
will,
true.
And but you will but end up close. Saying all the time. But you are gonna, as you watch the series, you're gonna, I get this feeling everybody's gonna start pointing to the sky and say, I am the one who will walk the path of heaven.
I mean, the guy himself still does that to this day, so.
He does.
Which is hilarious to me, that he still does it, but.
Oh my god,
but yeah, Tendo
is basically Tendo Soji in real life.
He is.
It's true.
Some of the dumb shit he's done.
He also speaks fluent French and English.
Yes, he does.
He was born in Sweden, if I remember right.
I think he's born in Japan, but he spent most of his childhood in like Switzerland or something.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then. Just know that he's awesome.
Okay.
Also, besides Tendo, I was going to say something about Tendo though.
Say it's okay.
While I do understand why you would hate him, at first it was funny because I liked Tendo. We're actually the opposite here. I loved Tendo at the beginning because of just how much of a dick he was. It was more so towards the end where he started getting on my nerves. And what I mean by that is like
Kyori.
No, not even that. It was more like at first he was like just this really cool guy, thought he was better than everybody because he was, and you know, he was just the main character. He was basically just the badass. But the more the series went on, and I'll get into this a little later when we get to Dark Kabuto, well, the series went started going on a little bit more. It became less, I think he's the badass, and more, I feel like this is all a front that he's putting up to, like, you know, get people off of his trail, which maybe that's what they were going for, but yeah, I don't know.
I think it is.
That all kind of stems from, I should say, the, when it's revealed who his sister is in the show.
And, oh, you know,
who she, what she is, essentially, which is a worm. And once that is revealed, I don't know, something about that kind of notched his character down a good few pegs. I don't know if that's just me, though.
Hmm. Yeah, it even seems, like I said, I never got to that point, but I did know about that going in. It's one of those things that makes Tando seem kind of hypocritical, because there's a couple of points where worms are like, oh, we'll be good, we'll be good. It's like, yeah, no, you're fucking not. You're all worms. You're all the same. And yet here he is, you know, it's like, oh, it's different because she's my sister. Shut up.
Exactly.
Yeah, hypocrite that, much.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I mean,
granted, like, around a certain...
Granted, you know, there are other worms that do prove the rule, too, but it seems hypocritical.
Tanakoro!
Whatever the fuck sword's name was again, I already forgot.
Tsurugi.
Tsurugi, that's right. I wanted to say that, but I was like, that sounds wrong.
That's an exception. He wasn't a native. It was the worm itself took his memories.
Besides the point, it's... You get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You see, that funny enough, because we're going to jump from that. I feel like we should go in order, though. We should go in order from the bads that we have. And, you know, I should have left the sister thing at the end, though.
Yeah.
There is one other thing I do want to say. It's...
Go for it.
Lack of explanation for, I'm just going to name it, the perfect Zector sword.
Honestly, I think that was just one of those things where, like, oh, it's final form weapon, you know, just have it.
It comes out of nowhere.
Phil, it's classic Inoue-ism where Toshiki Inoue does not know how to write power-up episodes, so he just kind of gives them to the characters.
Why works with those three Zectors? Why doesn't it work with the Hopper Zectors or like Attack Zector?
Wasn't the Hopper Zector said to be like made after those, though? Kind of makes sense?
Yeah, I stopped caring a little bit when the Hoppers came along.
That's kind of sad. I stopped giving a shit.
I mean,
mostly because Punch Hopper. Okay. I fucking hate Punch Hopper.
Okay, see, the thing that got to me with the Zectors is, while I do understand the whole thing of that they have to choose their, you know, their respective user, there were just times where I thought, it seems a bit too willy-nilly how they choose their user. And I kind of go down to the bee. And Phil knows what I'm talking about. The bee was a slut.
It was.
The bee has four different users in the first 16 episodes. That's not a very good track record. Jesus.
It's not.
Like, not even Fize was like that. And Fize, the fucking Fize gear, traded hands more than a fucking deck of cards.
Oh, no. The worst part about the bee's actor is the fact that not only did it have four different users, it would start jumping back and forth to different people.
Right? Also, what the hell?
And then, like, also, and for a while, you just don't see it again.
Yeah. And the one that stayed with him was the whiny bitchiest of all of them.
Yeah. Also,
I'm glad he died.
Minor segue, what the fuck was up with that tattoo that it gave people? Like, did any of the other Zectors do that?
Apparently, that the mark of the bee was how it shows you, but I'm like, okay, then where's Kabuto's mark of the Kabuto beetle? Or Stag's mark of the Stag beetle? Like, what the fuck is this?
Man, speaking of branding, fucking Zect is supposed to be, like, this super secret shadowy government organization that's, like, not, like, off the records, like, not even supposed to exist. Men in Black, basically. They put their fucking logo on everything.
And have soldiers that are army ants.
fucking Shucker wasn't even this blatant with their merchandising. And Shucker
they were,
and they see Tile.
Shucker put their logo on everything. And they weren't that blatant about it.
And they were run by a Klansman.
Essentially.
Yeah, they were.
But it's weird because, like, I'm probably gonna chalk it up to one of those Inoue-isms where something gets introduced, something gets said, but it's never expanded upon. Mm. Like, how many times did the B mark come up, but they never said, like, oh, what does that mean for the user? Does it go away afterwards?
Probably, like, a good couple of times.
It's stupid. It was stupid. Like, one of the biggest bads for me were when they started talking about the natives. And that was just... God, the natives. What the fuck was that?
I agree. I think they were trying to make, like, there were certain faction... There were certain natives who wanted to coexist with humans. But there was more of them that were like, we have humanity in our pocket than oh my god, I just want to live like a human being and not be hunted.
Which was just... It was annoying to me because I kept thinking, there has to be a reason why they bring up natives so late into the show.
I don't know.
They didn't serve any purpose. Hell, if anything, they barely even showed up. In fact, maybe it's because it's been a while. Did any natives show up the entire time they were on the show?
A few times.
Wasn't, I'm going to say this and get it wrong. Wasn't Tadakoro a native?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't remember.
The head of Zekt was too, I think. There was at least like two or three, but...
The Nagiri guy? No, I don't... Yeah, Nagiri was like a lower one, but I don't even like remembering him because I hated him so much. Mishima was like the ultimate native.
Oh, you mean Bando from Gaim?
I forgot
that was him until he took his glasses off.
That was also Goro from Ryuki.
Nobody remembers him.
I do.
Of course you do.
But yeah, it's one of those things where it's another plot point that just comes out of nowhere and then really means nothing at the end. And that's kind of just what Inoue does sometimes.
Yeah, that happens a lot in Kabuto from what I remember hearing.
Well, see, it's funny because, like, it kind of, like, started, funny enough, with this, it kind of started with Agito. Because in Agito, when you finally find out Agito's real name, it's kind of a plot point, it's kind of a thing that's coming up, and then, no, it's just dropped.
Yeah.
So that's kind of just another thing that Inoue just fucking does.
Yeah.
So, Phil, what else you got to throw at me?
What else do I have to throw at you? Lack of Drake.
That's an understandable one, because the guy is an actual singer, so
his scheduling... Oh, that's why he was barely around.
Yeah, if I remember, didn't he sing one of the theme songs for the next or first movies?
No, I wouldn't know. In the next. I'm not sure about the song, though.
I think he did do a song for one of them. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'd have to double check. But
It's sad because he actually was in probably one of the best episodes of Kabuto, in my opinion.
Drake legitimately was a great character.
I like Drake in the little bit of the show that I saw him in. He is great.
Personally, I think if they had given him a few more episodes, he could have like been the best character they had. Because for me, I love Drake. He was awesome. I love
the makeup shit never gets old. It's fucking hilarious.
It doesn't.
Ultimate makeup.
And I loved the episode I don't know her name. I think it's Reina, I call her Uka Worm because that's what she's listed as. Okay, I love those episodes because that actually made me cry. Yes, I will admit it. That episode actually made me cry.
It's crazy because like they give Drake all this attention and all this momentum, and then he just kind of fucks off.
Yeah. Oh, that
he just doesn't
with
come back.
A lot of characters in the show where they're whatever development they might have had just kind of drop. I know,
Kickhopper.
I was also gonna say, from what I remember hearing, Sasord gets set up early on to be like the anti-Tendo, and then immediately they just kind of forget about that, and he becomes a comedic relief goofball.
Yeah. I will say, while Sasord is the anti-Tendo, what he turned into was infinitely fucking better. But I'll get to that when we get to the good.
You know what the funny thing is? Bad. I'm gonna tell you the funny thing. This is off subject. When I finally saw, I've been waiting to see Sasord because I love his helmet. But at the time, when I got to episode 19, I said, which is when Sasord first appears, I said, you know, I'm really starting to get used to Tendo. You know, he's growing on me. And then Sasord comes along, and I'm like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ, we got another.
But, yeah, what is there any other bads you can throw at me before we move on? Because I'm pretty sure I'm missing some.
Renge?
I don't even remember who that is.
That's the Zect apprentice who, you know, the girl with the wire in the ring.
Actually, wait, give me 1 second. I need to take a piss.
God damn it.
Well, I've got, like I said, I haven't finished the show, so I haven't really formed enough of an opinion to about decide what I do like and I don't like.
Yeah, Renge comes along, like, towards episode, I want to say 36 or 37. So, like, way down the line.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what I would consider a bad thing. I'm not too big of a fan of the soundtrack, although the theme song did grow on me after watching it a little while.
Yeah. I will agree with you on the music. I mean, I do like some of the tracks, but they sound familiar.
I get what you mean. They sound like you've heard them before, kind of.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a very minor thing, the soundtrack.
All right. I'm back. So we're oh yeah, Renge. I don't know who the fuck that was.
She was the Zek soldier who like, you know, the cute one she'd always call Tendo Shisho. The girl who would always trip and break the glasses in Sale.
Dude, I don't remember her at all. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's bad. I don't remember who the fuck that was.
Wow.
Completely forgettable.
So what's one of your bads, AJ? Because I know you said you're saving one.
One of my bads, one of my legitimate bads, was kind of how they treated Kagami on the second half. Because Kagami's whole story, because you could even argue that the story was Kagami's story. He was the primary writer. He overtook Tendo at times. And, I don't know, to me, as soon as he got his Zector, and as soon as he finally became a writer, they shat the bed with him. Like, completely. They completely shat the bed.
Why do you say
that? They treated him like a bitch. They treated him like a bitch. Even after he got his Zector, he was nothing compared to Tendo. And that got even worse once Tendo got his Hyper Zector.
Like, I mean, that's just usual secondary writer issue where they get shifted to the side more often than not. But yeah, I understand what you mean. Especially in the early parts of the show, it seems like Tendo's trying to build him up to be just as great. I mean, not even trying to. It's pretty much like he's trying to make him a man, kind of.
Essentially. And the thing is, like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, in many ways, this was Kagami's story.
It was,
because Tendo's story is basically already done for the most part, but Kagami's is like just beginning, more or less. I get what you're trying to say.
Tendo's story
is ended the same
when
thing.
He got. See, I'm going to be a bit controversial with this. Tendo's story ended when he got his Kabuto Zector. As soon as that happened, That was it. His story's done. He got what he wanted. After that, Kagami was really the one who was there. He reminds me of, like, what's a good story to relate to, you know, the side character that becomes the main guy, pretty much.
Ren?
Ryuki? I guess. But see, that's the thing. Like, in Dragon Knight, you could still technically say, yeah, Ren is still the main character, but you could still technically say Ryuki is still the main guy.
Yeah.
In this one, it was... Oh, fuck. There we go. Like, in this one, it was Kagami's story. No matter what you said, it was Kagami's story. But then they just shafted him completely.
Yeah.
And maybe that's because how well they wrote his story and how much he wanted to be a writer. I don't know.
Well, but actually, I'll just say this. Kagami was, like, was my favorite character. Well, one of my favorite characters in the entire show. And he was the best thing in my good list for Kabuto. Because, like you said, it was his story. We see him go from a lackey at Zekt trying to prove himself.
Pretty much an intern.
Yeah, pretty much an intern with just a pistol and two higher-ups. He goes on proving himself, even to the point when he says, what am I doing, Misaki, what am I doing? Anything I do, I always fail. He gets what he wants. Nashino, he didn't get what he wanted. He earned Gattack. And he became the hero that he wanted to be, that he was meant to be.
And they just shafted him.
Like,
it was annoying. It was one of those... And there's a few times like that. It was one of those infuriating moments of Kabuto. And that, I think, is my biggest bad. Is the fact that it wasn't boring like how Fies was. And it wasn't awful like how Ghost was. It had this very... very in the middle thing where it just had these moments of just being infuriating. No, not even that. It was just infuriating. Like, let me tell you a few. Kagami being shafted, the way that they pretty much lost all illusion that the Zext meant something with the sword and the bee. And my biggest one, I'll say this one right now. The other one with Kabuto's sister being a worm. And my fucking biggest one, Dark Kabuto.
Oh boy.
What the fuck was that?
Even I couldn't explain.
He's from a different timeline.
Where the fuck did he come from?
See,
somebody's basement, basically.
See, this is the fucking thing. The Hyper Zector is one of the worst power-ups I've ever seen. Because they fucked up time travel. Which, admittedly, is easy to do. But they fucked it up.
If you introduce time travel anywhere beyond the first, like, two or three episodes of your show, just don't even try. Just forget about it. Don't even do it.
Yeah, it's gonna fuck your brain up. It's gonna fuck your brain up.
And not only that, but, like, they don't really set up the rules of it. Two Kabutos can be in the same place, but no. Multiple can be, but now we're finding out that, like, no, wait, that Kabuto was actually another Kabuto from another Kabuto's timeline, and I'm like, what?
And why is his the Dark Zector? Where did it come from?
Like, yeah, and I'm like, is that from a different universe altogether or a timeline? Give me some fucking explanation here.
I swear to God, like, half the shit in this show is just Inoue throwing shit out to see what, like, he could get away with. Like, let's just go over this now. Let's save this for later, but the Dark Kitchen, I swear to God, that's just Inoue just wrote that as a joke to see if he could get away with it.
And he did.
He did.
But see, like, going back to Dark Kabuto, honest to God, that is, for me, when Kabuto went from a good series to just, I'm going to watch this once or twice and never again. Because I just didn't care. I didn't fucking care anymore.
Yeah, Kabuto does have that problem where there are good, great episodes, but then there are
the
ones that like get that are like, oh, and then you get bored, and it's like, oh, I was looking forward.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
you do get bored. There are points where you get really fucking bored.
This was a slog for me, and I started this before Christmas.
Yeah, dude. Like, I know how you feel. Yeah. It's a real bore to watch.
And this is me coming off of Geki Ranger, which was a lot of fun.
I still need to watch that.
Jeez.
Yeah, I haven't. I didn't find any episodes that I found that bad, at least in the first few episodes I saw, but I do understand what you guys mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, this is just from my aspect, though.
Yeah.
One of the worst parts for me, this is just me. I know a lot of people are going to disagree, and I know people are going to get mad about it. I really thought the background music was boring as tits.
Oh, Jay actually said that while you were on the toilet.
Yeah, we were talking about that while you were gone. Sorry, man.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we even brought that
up.
Oh.
Either way.
I agree with you. The music... there's one track. I feel like I've... it's one that goes like do do do, and I'm like, where have I heard that before? It's
no. The worst with me is that they feel like they're trying to be epic, but they don't have the score to do it.
Yeah, they don't. They're not large enough. They don't have a large enough orchestra to do a sufficiently epic tone. But they're trying.
That's got to be synth. That's got to be synth.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, probably. You get what I was trying to say.
I know what you were.
It was just boring music. And I think that probably added to it.
Yeah.
Like, boring episodes is one thing, but we don't even give us a good OST. That's something else.
Yeah, about the only...
Like, I was telling...
Only something... Sorry, I was going to say, like I said, when you were going, you'll probably cut this... The only two songs I actually liked were Full Force and the opening, and even then, the opening took a while to grow on me.
Oh, no, dude, I'm not talking about even that. Those are, like, themes. I'm talking about just OST completely.
Oh, yeah, other than the shit that you have. It was just there. I didn't give a shit about it.
Which is funny, because this is a little story that sidetracks. Oh, just recently, just for shits and giggles, I decided to download... I decided to download every soundtrack from Kuga all the way to Xaid, because that's the one that's recently out. Mm. And I thought to myself, let's see what I missed, because there might be shows with really forgettable OSTs and really amazing OSTs, and I might be surprised where they come from. Kabuto's didn't surprise me at all. It was boring as shit. But the one that did surprise me, now that I'm able to listen to it outside of all the bullshit, I actually liked Wizards.
Yeah, Wizards was really good.
It kind of grew on me. Like, I was like, this is actually really interesting. I like the way they made this. Too bad the show fucking sucks, but that's neither here nor there. We're on Kabuto.
Oh, trust me. See, the thing is, Wizards tracks were eight when they... Even though Wizard is not the best series... Its music did know how to amp up the awesomeness and the epicness of what was coming.
For what was there, but yes. So, now that we move with bad, I don't think we've got anything else to say.
I'm all tapped out on what I can think of what I don't like. Like I said, I haven't finished it, so I haven't really had enough time to form my opinions, so...
There's one, but I wouldn't call it bad. It's more of a disappointment, and that's the use of the Scorpio worm.
Which one is that?
What do you mean?
Sugarty's worm. Like, it had, like, a... I wouldn't say it was a Jekyll and Hyde effect. Maybe it was a Jekyll and Hyde effect, but it showed in the first couple episodes every time... Sometimes after he would transform, he would turn into Scorpio, but then for, like, a whole bunch of chunks of episodes, he didn't turn into that worm once... Until, like, much later in the series, when and right at a point where it was like, oh, you and okay, the writer knew what he was doing when it's like, oh, he's finally getting his date with Misaki, and it's like, no, he's turning into Scorpio Worm.
That's no way for you. No, 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 no.
Inoue likes to break your heart.
Yeah, and fuck you, Inoue. You like to break my heart.
Not the first time, won't be no, the last. See, but
oh, no.
I get what you're trying to say. Yeah, like, you wish that they used it more. Like, I mean, they introduced, like, an evil side to him, and then they just kind of forget about him for a while until...
And not to mention, this worm was unique from the others, because it looked different, at least for the time, before, you know, Uka and the... I don't know the... Okay, Aide, the other guy, the per... You guys aren't even going to remember him. He's like that long-haired asshole that's like, oh, we're the natives, and we're going to... And we're
the final boss?
Not the final boss, the guy before the final boss. You know, the first one who stopped time and actually punched Tendo in his clock, in his hyper clock.
Oh, no, I don't remember that guy now.
Exactly. You're not going to remember him.
Because he's fucking stupid.
And Scorpio was supposed to be said to be this really powerful worm, and he's barely even used.
Well, it happens.
Yeah.
Like, Inoue, hello, 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 something already, use it.
One, there's, funny enough, now that you mentioned this, this is another bad that I have to give. And it's one that I just remembered because of what you were saying with Sasord and the natives. I absolutely hated the ending. The ending was so anticlimactic and so just really that's how it ends that I just thought, no, this isn't how you're supposed to end something like this, man. But
it felt rushed.
It didn't even feel rushed. It didn't feel like an ending.
You're talking about the epilogue like, or the ending episode?
I'm talking about the ending, the last episode. Like, it didn't feel like an ending. It felt like just, oh, here's some shit, go fuck off, kids.
And compared to, like, something like Drive's final episode, where we saw Hart die after saying, oh, I wanted to have a final battle. That's how you end a series!
There are so many better final episodes. This wasn't fucking one.
It wasn't. And then you see, like, oh, Drake, the bee, and the sword Zectors are destroyed, so they're no longer around. And then the other Zectors just fly off. I'm like, where the f*** do you go?
Where are they going? That's the thing, man. It's just one of those things where, like, it didn't feel like an ending. It felt more like, oh, fuck off, kids.
And what about Kickhopper? What about Kickhopper? Where does his Zector go?
Up your ass.
He's no like once Punch Hopper dies, thank God, we don't see him anymore. He just sits there with the kid with the guy's dead body on his shoulders saying, I'll always remember you, buddy. And it's
because he's fucking dead.
Exactly.
Yeah, so good. I'm going to say my good...
Let's move on to...
going to play through mine real quick. I like the suits. I think that's a universal opinion there.
I agree.
The cast is really fun, especially Kagami. The clock-up effects are really cool, especially when they do, like, there's shit flying through the air. Like, there's, like, rain or whatever kind of effects. Super speed shit. I'm such a mark for that. It's always fun.
I guess we know where the budget went.
Probably.
Pretty much. Are you
kidding me? Like I said, I haven't watched all of it, so I'm trying to think of what I can say from the first bits I've watched.
Why are you rapid-firing through
it? So I can plow through the few things I can say while you guys talk about the rest.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, I think that's all I can think of right now. I'll probably pop in think of something, so...
Well, I'm going to start off with the best of the best. Dark Kitchen arc was the best arc.
It was.
Dark fucking kitchen. Dark kitchen is what happens when Inoue literally just says, "Hey, fuck you."
I've said this before. I swear to God, Inoue wrote this as a joke. Like, he wrote this, he's like, nobody will ever shoot this. And they did.
Nobody will take this seriously.
He's like, am I surrounded by yes men? Are these people really gonna just take this shit? Fuck it. Here you go. Shoot this. And then they did.
And you guys built this up for me. You were saying, like, oh, Phil, once you get to Kabuto, you gotta watch The Dark Kitchen. I'm like, why? And they say, trust me. You're gonna see it. And I thought it was dark and creepy when you guys were saying
it's fucking.
But then I saw it. I was like, this isn't dark and creepy. This is just weird.
That's the thing. We wanted you to know as little as possible as the dark.
A rag.
No.
Well, thank God you did.
No, AJ. We need to explain this entire thing. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's go punch for punch.
Okay, who wants? Okay, so how are we gonna explain this?
Let's go road to attitude with this shit.
Here's how the dark kitchen happens. This is just the main plot of it because there's some B plot shit going on too. Okay, so there's a worm that shows up, and I don't remember exactly. I think he's like not killing people specifically, but he's like challenging them to cooking duels or some shit. I don't even remember. He had like a magic knife or some bullshit too, right?
The best thing is like he doesn't kill them after. He just takes their banners.
Yeah. Some Iron Chef bullshit. So
basically he's able to do this because there's a black knife that is supposed to be... I was confused at this point. Basically, it's supposed to be, like, the best of the best. And then there's a white knife!
No, we're getting too far ahead. So yeah, he's going around, he's challenging people to cooking duels and basically proving that he's the best because whatever the fuck. So Tendo, you know, Tendo is Tendo. He's best at everything, especially cooking. He's like, I'll challenge you to a cooking duel, and he loses. So he gets his ass handed to him. So while he's off in the corner sulking, I think it was Sasord's butler goes to him. He's like,
Gia.
So he's like, you know, there's a way you can beat this guy. There's a secret ancient cooking school up in a monastery somewhere that you can go and learn. They will tell you the secret of the...
Some random ass mountain.
Yeah. And this is after Gia lost the competition when some of the other chefs who were tutored and apprenticed under this guy asked, please help us.
So he's just like, there's a secret monastery, a secret cooking monastery up in the mountains somewhere. And they'll teach you. He'll teach you how to win this duel.
Wait, Jay. You forgot one thing.
What?
You forgot how the food is judged.
I forgot.
Oh, God!
With the fucking Cupid guy.
Yeah! No, that's Kagami's father.
Oh, my God.
Tendo goes to this fucking monastery in the middle of nowhere. By the way, the master of the monastery is the butler's twin brother. For some reason.
Twin younger brother.
Twin
younger.
Holy shit.
Fucking annoying.
So he's just like, Tendo goes to him, it's like, teach me the way of your secret style. Teach me the ways of the dark kitchen. He's like, are you sure about that? Are you really sure, buddy?
People have died.
People have died. This is the most dangerous cooking school in the world. People have died. People have literally died. You see that out there? You see that out there, Tendo? You know what that is? That's a graveyard. That is a graveyard of all the people who have died trying to learn this style.
Oh my God, this fucking show.
Are you sure about this, Tendo? Yes, I am sure. Okay, good. Here's a fucking washcloth. Cook it and make it edible.
Cook it and make it edible!
Oh my God.
And Tendo tries. The man tries to cook a goddamn washcloth for like a week and a half. Maybe more. Who knows? Eventually, Tendo's like, fuck this, I quit. This is retarded. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. You can't cook a washcloth. It's not food. You can't eat washcloths. You eat food, not washcloths. And the cooking master stares at him. And he hands him the knife. And he says, "You learned the secret. You're ready." The secret to the dark kitchen was to know that you're not supposed to cook washcloths. You're supposed to cook food.
No. It was actually everything in the universe has its purpose. The washcloth is the purpose.
Fuck your washed young bullshit.
And then he gives him the white knife to counter
it. The secret to the dark kitchen was knowing that you're not supposed to cook fucking washcloths. People died never figuring this out.
No. I was just surprised how many different ways he cooked that fucking thing. He made soup and steak out of the fucking thing.
Yeah, that's right. He made steak.
And the kicker.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
And the best part about it, Tendo doesn't even use the fucking knife.
He doesn't even. Tadakoro has a family soba shop, and he says, "Oh, time for me to, because he's originally gonna enter," and he says, "I'm gonna use the family knife that's been used for generations." It's like, "Oh shit, it's rusted," and he unrusts it, and he says, "Here, please use this." And just as he's about to use the white knife, he says, "I will use this other knife." And what? Well, there goes the whole episode.
Wasted our time.
Week and a half cooking fucking washcloths, and you didn't even use the magic knife you got. You piece of shit.
And the weird.
Oh no! Let's not forget the reason the food tastes so good. So, spoilers: he wins in the end. But the reason he wins, the reason that his miso soup tastes so much better than the worms, it's because he left the ingredients outside to soak in the nature. So, by that logic, Tendo left fly shit in my soup.
I want to fucking read
nasty that. Fucker.
I mean, that's the kind of esoteric bullshit you get with five-star chefs, so I'm not surprised about that, but it's like, this entire fucking ordeal was not even worth it. The
fly shit is extra.
And the funniest part is that this would otherwise be a ridiculous filler episode, because Inoue loves doing this, where there will be a long stretch where serious things happen, and then he'll just put a random fucking goofy episode in. Like, he did this blade fucking Taiyaki Master, you know, ultimate form! Shit.
I haven't seen Blade yet.
Yeah, that's a fun one. But the thing is that he also puts important plot shit in between in the B plot, too.
So you can't miss it?
Just, like, skip, or it's like, oh, here's the goofy episode, whatever. Two episodes later. What the hell?
What the fuck is B plot?
I don't, basically, whatever wasn't the Dark Kitchen shit. I don't even remember.
All I can focus on was the damn fucking Dark Kitchen.
Because you couldn't remember that there were anything else. It was like Iron Chef.
It's more like Hell's Kitchen for me.
Hell's Chef.
It's so out of fucking left field. You don't see it coming, but it's the best thing ever. The Dark Kitchen is worth watching Kabuto for. Regardless of all of the flaws, if there's one thing you need to do in this life before you die, it's watch the fucking Dark Kitchen.
And with friends.
You will do yourself a disservice not watching the Dark Kitchen.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm so glad I watched Dark Kitchen.
Legitimately, if you don't watch it, you are doing yourself a disservice, because it is one of the funniest, out of context, out of nowhere, most Inoue, I am going to throw shit at the fucking screen things you will ever see. It almost makes me forgive him for the shit he pulled with Hibiki. Almost. Because holy shit, man. Holy shit.
God, I can't.
This makes me want to have that writer that was always rumored, you know, the one where it's supposed to be fucking based on cooking. This makes me want that bad.
We're going to get that someday, and I swear to God, if they don't get Mitsuzira back to play Tendo, I am going to be very disappointed.
God.
No, maybe someday. God. Maybe someday.
We have
Who
to.
Who knows?
We have to.
Hey, we got to get him back somehow because he is Dark Tendo.
Kitchen Part 2. Right? Like, we need this.
Darker kitchen. Kitchen.
Kamen Rider DK. Dark Kitchen.
When you say DK, I think Donkey Kong, but that's funnier.
Kamen Rider DK Crew. We're going to get the DK rapper with writers.
Who the hell would be the Lanky Kong?
I don't know.
Ghost?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I agree.
He's got no style. And he's got no grace. This Kamen Rider has a funny face.
But which one would you like, Banana Sama?
Not the point. Back on track, I guess. If we're done with the dark.
Yeah.
What else is there good?
I have one. The fucking butler. Gia.
Oh, the butler, yes.
That guy deserves a fucking medal.
For the shit that he put up with, man? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, for the shit he put up with.
Actually, funny enough, I was going to say, there's two things that I will say that are really good. The first one kind of has something to do with yours. Tsurugi's story.
Yeah, that's a good one.
When you took out the worm aspect that, you know, it was kind of pointless, but his whole story was just, it was nice. Like, it felt good. Like, the more that because he was a loser, he was losing all this money and all this shit. But then he starts becoming, you know, a capable person. He gets a fucking job.
Despite him being bad at it, but he does get a job at least.
He's doing his best. He's doing his best,
and he goes out there to fight despite not having his Zector anymore.
Yeah, he tried to fight with a fucking sword, the madman.
Oh, that was funny. It's like, Bochama, here's the real sword.
Like, the guy tried to fight with a sword. Like, what a fucking badass.
It also makes sense that he has a sword because he's upper class European cotillion, and that was something that a lot of cotillions were taught. It was sword fighting, so it kind of does work.
And today on the History Channel, anyways, but yeah, it's funny because like I just liked him. He was so likable. Yeah, he was a douche, but like he was a likable douche from the beginning.
Yeah, and he worked his ass off to try to impress Misaki. He was working his ass off.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, the guy was he was just commendable. I loved him. He was awesome.
And the weird thing is, every time he would say, I make sure to be the top of whatever, he was!
He tried. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, even when he failed, he succeeded somehow, and I'm like, God damn. And then, like, when he finally died, I was just like, you know what? You're a fucking man, dude. Go with God. Fucking hell.
Pretty much, yeah.
It was so cool.
I haven't seen it yet, but I agree. I know a lot of people point to Sasord as a high point of the show. One thing I'm going to say, not really related to this show, but Sasord more or less, why the hell is he always included in the Evil Rider teams?
I don't know.
The only justification I can say is that, oh, he was a worm, and he was kind of taken over as a worm when he died, so maybe, but I don't fucking know.
It's weird, because, like,
you need to round out the team, because, you know, evil colors, whatever, I don't know.
But see, it's weird, because, like, one... really, if you think about it in the grand scheme of the show, the writers rarely, if ever, actually fought each other. They always fought the worms.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you had the occasional scuffle, between them when they didn't agree.
The first couple of episodes seen, the writers at least, they at least... I mean, yeah, they do focus on the worms first, but once all the worms are gone, they just go straight for each other's necks half the time. Like,
yeah, honestly, the only rider I ever saw in the series that actually legitimately went after the others was the bee.
The
bee was the one. Well, then again, the bee was an asshole.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Why didn't they actually find a permanent mantle for the bee? Honestly,
because the bee is a slut.
Yeah, but sluts eventually do find one person.
Side bitches.
Considering the three of the four became writers, and then there's the one who just kind of doesn't do anything. I'm not sure why they didn't just stick with what was his name with the hair and glasses from the dude who was in Gaim.
Mishimiya.
I'm not sure why they didn't just stick it with him, but I guess that would have made sense.
Well, they say every time he makes future appearances, it's always with him.
I guess that makes sense, but I don't... Either way.
Yeah. I know what you mean, though, but it just didn't seem needed.
I think I've got nothing else for goods that I can think of. I was going to say,
there was another good that I have.
Great.
Another good that I have, for me, was, and I know it's kind of contradictory because of what I said earlier, the first half of Kagami's story. The first half. Like, from the beginning where we meet him, all the way to when he gets his Zepter.
Yeah.
Honest to God... One of, if not the best fucking, what's called rags to riches stories ever. And I know technically it's not rags to riches, but you know what I mean. You know, from literally nothing to greatness. Yeah, exactly.
Or Bowling Skull's character development. Why did I quote
similar?
I guess, yeah. And like, with Kagami, I thought to myself, man, that is such a good story. Like, you gave him, like, you made me root for this guy to the point where when he finally got his Zector, I marked the fuck out. I was like, holy shit, yes, fucking yes. And then they jobbed him out to every worm ever.
So. Well,
but before that,
I mean, You say
he was awesome. Victory.
Not really, because I mean, if you have a problem with the second half, then you like the first half. I mean, it makes sense.
Honestly, Kagami was my favorite. Again, he was one of my goods throughout the entire series. But it was more for me. It was more once he got his Zector, he had to keep proving to. It was at that point, okay, I've proven that I can be a writer. Now I got to prove I can be better than Kabuto.
Yeah, but there was a certain point where I thought to myself, that kind of went too far. Like, how far are you really going to go to prove some asshole right or wrong or whatever? It just seemed kind of too much after a while.
I get what you mean.
It's true, but like, the characteristics that were shown at the beginning, that wasn't Kagami. Like, when the second half, that wasn't him. The Kagami that we had before, he wasn't petty. He was hot-headed. He would run into shit, but he wasn't petty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he wasn't.
It just didn't feel right. I don't know. That's just me, though.
I kind of get what you mean, yeah.
But, let's see. Yeah. What else do we got that I like a lot?
I'm going to say a quick one, because out of context, a lot of the Hopper Bros shit is hilarious. Like,
oh my god, you're pretty fucking much. Right.
They're so depressed. Like,
they're literally the Hot Topic kids from your high school. literally crawling into my skin.
2008.
Like,
every time you see them, you just hear that in the background.
Oh, yeah!
Like I said, I haven't actually gotten to that point in the show, but my favorite moment of theirs out of context is Tendo and Kagami are trying to get all the writers together for whatever reason. I don't know.
And so
they go to They go to the Hoppers.
The Hopper Brothers. Just
sitting there in the forest. It's like, hey, dipshits, come with me. We need your help. And both of them, who are just sitting down but wearing big trench coats, throw the coats off.
Yeah.
And they're covered head to toe in, like, chains and bondage gear and shit.
Yeah.
And they're just like,
yeah.
No one's voice will pierce the darkness. And they just, like, cover their heads, and Tendo just fucking turns around, walks away. He's like, why did I even bother? What the hell is wrong with me?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like when you accidentally walk into the wrong, like, into the wrong section of the video store. Oh god, I just dated myself there. I really dated myself on that one.
Yeah.
Most of you kids might not know, but we used to have these things called video stores, where you could rent a VHS tape of a movie.
Or DVD, or video games.
Now you're getting too far ahead.
Or Blue, actually. Yeah, you're talking Netflix now, man.
Yeah.
But
anyways.
God damn it. No one's gonna get that.
Nobody is.
It's kind of like when you just, I guess if you want me to be more modern, it's like if you, you know, click the wrong thing on Google Images when you look up chains.
Deep into Google,
it's like just Google weird search, bondage.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so fucking funny. Oh no, the best one, it's funny because it kind of goes into what you were saying. There are a few scenes where you see Kick Hopper. For some fucking reason, he has handcuffs on his ankles?
He has handcuffs on his ankles?
You didn't see them?
Was this fucking King of Fighters?
There were a few times where you walked around. He had handcuffs on his ankles.
I mean, I remember he had cowboy boots, but he... Oh.
I thought to myself, what the fuck? Did Inoue just finish, like, listening to a Marilyn Manson album while watching Brokeback Mountain?
God damn it.
That's a weird combination, buddy.
Weirdest combination.
Also, Zek didn't even know about the Hoppers, or at least give no explanation for the fucking Hoppers.
Hoppers get introduced.
That's what I was going to say.
The Hoppers get introduced. Sorry. This is like the first weird thing. The Hoppers get introduced basically to solve a plot point kind of thing, and then they never do anything important again. Like, they introduce some, like, we have a system in the belt that can turn Kabuto berserk and let him be under our control. And it's like, oh, they're immune to it, so they're introduced and they can knock him out of it, and then they just never use it again. Whatever.
I hate the Hopper Zectors, to be honest. One of them I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind one of them. But it's just like, oh, so you just gotta flip it around and you get the different power. It's like, Kick Hopper, I can understand. Punch Hopper doesn't make any sense. Okay, I'll just get out of the way. I really fucking hate Punch Hopper. Not the suit, the character.
Which one is Punch Hopper again?
Punch Hopper was the first B.
Oh. No, he was the third. Kick Hopper was the Kageyama. First the B. Oh, Kick Hopper was the first the B. The second, the third Zabi after Kagami was.
You mean the long-haired whiner?
Yeah, he's a bitch.
Yes, the whiny baby. Kageyama. Yeah, that's what I hate about him. He's such a fucking whiny little bitch. He's like, I want my Zabee Zector. Give me my Zabee Zector.
Give me my Zabee.
Well, see, but that's the thing, because, like, early announced, and I remember telling you this before, because that was all he had, pretty much. That was his identity, yeah. Really. Sad as fuck, but that was his identity.
Yep, pretty much.
That's all he had to his name, which... When you think about it, that's pretty fucking sad.
It is pretty fucking sad.
Let me think about something else that I like. Like Jay said before, love the suits.
All those suits. Really nice. Especially the sword.
I love the belts. The belts look great.
They do.
What else?
I will say this. When it came to suits, it varied with me. Like, some of the masked forms I didn't like, except for Drake's masked form. His masked form was my favorite one. Rider form, however, it went to Sasori. Yeah, it went to Sasori.
Sasori was the best.
It was
good. Like Sasori with his weird fucking cables and everything.
It looks like something Rob
Liefeld would have drawn back in the 90s.
Pretty much.
Now, adding on to the dated references, Rob
Liefeld. At least Kagami's made sense. It had guns on them.
But,
which is funny to think because, like, Kabuto didn't have any weapons on it. It was just bulky.
Not really, you just had armor. I will say one thing.
At least Kagami's head was a fucking tank.
One thing I liked about the when they did the cast off is that sometimes they use it as like a weapon. They don't do it enough though, which is a bit of a shame. But
no,
the last time I think we see it done in the series is when Dark Kabuto comes and he hurts Hiyori for no reason.
Because Dark Kabuto is shit.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it's like what? I will say, also,
it always makes me look forward to new writer shows when they start doing like a semi cast off. Like, what was the last one that did that? Was it Chase?
Chase did that when he first became Chaser, but he never did it again.
Writer Chaser.
Yeah, they never did that. They never did that with Kabuto. It was always the same. If you want to be technical,
he did do it a few more times.
I only remember the once.
He did do it a few more times, just not as dramatic where, like, you have the suit and it breaks off. It was more like the Machine Chaser started forming on him and then it just snapped right out. It wasn't as dramatic, but it was cool. I think we had one recently, didn't we? Didn't XA do?
Not that I remember. I mean, there was Hyper Muteki coming out of Maximum Mighty, but that's not even really the same.
Yeah, but he jumped out. Yeah, he jumped out of it.
Really,
I guess that's like the closest. I can't think of anything else.
I swear I thought we did.
Build didn't do that because the closest
I can think of, not yet.
Cross Charge had done that, but I guess being a different belt, it makes sense.
Honestly, anytime I look at Cross Z Charge, I either think of a toy of those variant action figures that aren't even in television shows, or a lollipop. I don't like the jellies. I'm gonna be honest. I don't like those jellies.
Look, it's worth it to hear Norio Wakamoto. Okay, that's it.
Oh, that's worth it. But I don't like the gimmick. I hate the gimmick.
But I think that's everything we have to say, don't we?
Yeah.
Unless you can throw something out.
I didn't hate Hiyori.
I was neutral to her. I didn't like her. She's kind of.
She sucked.
She was dumb. Oh, I was waiting for AJ to say that.
She reminded me of a Portland hipster.
You know what she reminded me of?
With shitty rice.
She's just.
God, she fucking sucks.
Drag. She's just depressing.
Yes, she is.
She's probably like that type of chick who is just like, I'm so depressed. Look at me. I'm so depressed. Follow my Tumblr. I'm so depressed.
What the fuck does Nintendo even see in her? She's just like this.
Because she's his sister, apparently, even though she's fucking not. She's a fucking bug, idiot.
Okay, here's what happened. Tendo's parents, when he was a kid, were trying to get a photo.
Wait, Phil, let me explain this. Let me explain this, because I need to.
Can you? I'll let you.
Tendo's mommy and daddy fucked, and we're going to have a baby. All right? Tendo was like, yeah, I'm going to be a brother. So then, a couple of fuck nuts came around that were worms, and were like, we're going to kill you. So they killed them. They take over their bot, their fucking formalormos, and apparently, even though this was never explained, one of them was still fucking pregnant! And it gave birth! What?
I don't fucking know.
So apparently, it was did the sperm transfer with the memories?
No, the mother was.
Is it memorized sperm?
I don't know, but how is it that she doesn't look like a normal Why is it she looks like this pixie?
Because fuck out of Guillermo.
It looks like a pixie out of Guillermo del Toro's art sketchbook.
Again,
it's like, yeah, exactly. It's like, did I go into the Shape of Water sequel, the Shape of Air? Like, what the fuck is this?
Like I said, I swear to God, I know I wrote this shit as a joke, seeing what he could get away with. Oh my god.
The whole thing with her being a worm made me honestly think, Inoue, did you somehow pass the fucking marijuana laws or something? Because there's no way you honestly thought this was a good fucking idea.
I think he got that from Hideo Kojima.
I wouldn't be surprised anymore.
I think he got his weed from Hideo Kojima.
Kojima wouldn't even make something this fucking weird, and he made Death Stranding.
He also made Silent Hills. At least
the best thing that gets to me, AJ,
Hideo Kojima wanted to cut his own fucking arm off to do research for Metal Gear Solid 5. I fully support the idea that this was his idea.
Pretty much, yeah.
Kabuto, and you just see like in the episode script written, Hideo Kojima. Did you write it?
Did you write it? No, Hideo Kojima did a writer's show.
The best thing.
3 years long, and also half the episodes would be hidden on some website with source code from some fucking text.
And like more game. And like some of the episodes would be like 2 hours long.
And they'd be weird as fuck.
Jesus. No, see, the weirdest thing about Hiyori's immaculate conception. Like, it just, how does she get pregnant? How is the worm pregnant? The baby's dead.
Well, they say it was that when the worm mimicked his mother, the baby
she
was still
the uterus and the sperm inside it.
But that doesn't make sense. They're both different physiology.
Like, is the sperm cell, like, does the memories of the sperm cell just go and just going to the fucking female? How worms get pregnant? Like, what?
What the fuck?
God, that fucking pissed me off.
Oh, God.
I'm
glad I let you explain it.
God!
I guess this kind of summarizes the problem with Inoue is that the man is a very talented. He's a very talented writer. When he's under constraints or has somebody working with him, this was not that kind of scenario. He was given full control over what to do.
He needs somebody like the guy he worked with during Agito to come around, slap him across the head, and say, "No, just do not do that."
He's the kind of guy where if you give him, like, suggestions or specific constraints of what to do, he can work wonders. He's proven this in the past. But when he's given Agito, Jetman, a bunch of other...
He wrote Jetman?
That was his... What made him as big as he is nowadays, Phil.
That would explain
Jetman
a lot.
Jetman is literally the reason why Inoue still gets work after all the dumb shit he's done. It's just like, I made Jetman. I literally saved Super Sentai. He pretty much did. Mostly.
Hell, even if you want to, like, argue, you could say even for Fives he did okay with in some aspects. For fuck's sake, I love Kai'Sa, and that guy's a fucking asshole.
I mean, what was I going to say? I mean, because even with, damn it, I just lost it. Because even with... Sorry, there it is. Because even
one?
With Jetman, he had assistance from other people helping... Fuck, Black Condor helped him with writing on a couple occasions, mostly involving stuff with his character, but that's besides the point. Like...
You know what? Kill me. What? Yeah. Kill me!
Phil, that's not a joke. That's not a joke at all. Have you finished Jetman?
I did finish Jetman.
Yeah. Black Condor is dead.
I know he's dead.
Phil,
I know he's
dead. That was literally his idea. That was literally Guy's idea to kill himself off at the end of the show.
Wait, yes, that was in, his idea?
The actor's idea? The actor for Black Condor is like, yeah, killing guy, that was my idea. I suggested to Inoue as totally serious, not as a joke at all. And he's like, yeah, fuck it, let's do it. Literally his idea. Literally his idea. It's like, hey, you know what? You would really, really piss people off if we killed me off. And he's like, fuck it, let's do it.
Oh my
God. I just want to imagine like them in a board meeting saying that. It's like, okay, dude, we need to get ratings up somehow, or just kill me. They didn't need kill me.
They were already at the top of the ratings.
It's not like anyone's gonna care. It's like, okay.
Yeah, back when you could kill off a main member of the team because you didn't have to worry about the 3.5.
I mean, you still technically can.
You know what I mean. So, anyways.
Well, see, it's funny because now they seem to have a fetish more for killing writers.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, they do.
I think we've said enough about Kabuto. Any other
Pixie's shit?
Like bizarre thing I want to
hashtag say no to memorized sperm.
The only weird thing I want to bring up is I haven't, like I said, I haven't got this far, but I remember hearing this from somebody that like near endgame Planet of the Worms is like magic necklaces or jewelry or some shit that turn people.
Yeah. Okay, they were basically they were pieces from the meteorite that hit Shibuya. It was supposed to be like a worm detection unit, I didn't get why this was, but it did. But then we find out in the final episode that they were actually going to turn the people into natives. And they were going to use it, and they said, we can't wait until that, so we're going to send out an electromagnetic pulse wave with a large...
You know what the absolute worst part about this is? Is that their ultimate endgame plan was literally a fucking Golgom plot. Golgom did this shit as a Monster of the Week plan. And they're using this as their ultimate endgame scheme. That's the worst part about it.
And even then, they couldn't.
Fucked it up because they're fucking Golgom. With the worms, it's a completely different scenario, but it's still, yeah, they still fucked up.
Because they're idiots.
They don't know what the fuck.
Wow, this would explain a lot. Inoue actually wrote the Marvel anime Iron Man series.
Yeah. No, you know what? You know what this needs? This needs that fucking picture from SpongeBob with Plankton, with just the worm's like face splattered on it. It's like, oh, so what are you gonna do now?
I didn't think I'd get this far. Like, let's just keep doing this shit. And it's like, oh fuck,
what are you gonna do when you finally get the means to do this? I don't know. I didn't think I'd get this far.
We kind of assumed Kabuto would kick our ass already. I don't know what the hell we're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know what's taking him so long. Oh, it's because he got cut up by some asshole from a different dimension.
This is such a bad idea. I thought it was going to fail immediately. I don't know what the hell we're going to do now.
And his memorized sperm sister.
Oh, I'm never going to get over that. Never.
Memorized sperm sister. Oh, that sounds like a really bad,
that's
a heavy metal song or a really good indie folk song.
Sperm sister. That's the name of my metal band. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
Remember my sperm sister. Thank you and good night.
I haven't laughed this hard in a long time.
Oh my god! Fuck this show. I think we can end it here. So, that being said, I've been AJ from the Tokyo Podcast. That's Phil.
I'm gonna go walk the path of heaven now.
That's Jay.
That's my bed because I'm gonna go to fucking sleep.
And we will see you next week. Don't forget to say no to memorized sperm. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.